For several years now, critics of the New Era cap company have claimed racial prejudice, worker exploitation, harassment of union members, and mismanagement at its Mobile, Alabama plant. China Haas is a UW-Madison sophomore and a delegate of United Students Against Sweatshops. She visited the factory during the Martin Luther King holiday weekend to gather testimony. Haas says New Era penalizes employees who miss work for personal family matters.
Predominantly the workforce is African-American women, most of which are single mothers just trying to take care of their kids. And they're being penalized at work if their kid gets sick and they have to go take care of them. They're barely making enough money to live above the poverty line, especially if it's a single mother with more than one child. And it's a really horrible situation.
Don Krim of the UW Chancellor's Office says these accounts, plus New Era's refusal to let a labor rights monitoring group into its factories, prompted UW officials to end the contract.
We try to do a lot of evaluating via our monitoring organization, talking with our licensees, and then we make a decision. And in this particular case, we've reached a decision that New Era is not a company that we wish to do business with any longer.
Last week, New Era released a statement saying its Mobile facility hasn't received a discrimination complaint since 2005. It also says the company has worked with its labor union, the Fair Labor Association, and the university community to demonstrate its commitment to follow the codes of conduct for workers. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.